This is Furqan Ahmad, FURQN, space AHME, the same for Dr. Maher Elder, MAHIR, space EADER, today service 24th of January 2013, and another patient is Muhammad Jabbar, MOHA, MAD, space JABBAR, date of birth is 11/01/1955, and next paragraph is the cardiology greeting, next paragraph is the result of the follow visit, next, dear colleagues, we are the player seeing Mr. Jabbar, is a very pleasant 57-year-old Bangladeshi gentleman, fast medical for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and light as a coronary artery disease with a myocardial infection in 2006. He has status foot left of catheterization with deployment of drug resistant in RCA, OM4, and OM1 branches. He comes to our clinic today for a follow up and with the patient complaining of exertional chest pain. He has experienced 2 to 3 episodes of chest pain in the past week. The chest pain comes on with the exertion is relieved by rest. The chest pain is associated with shortness of breath. He denies any orthopnea or pulsation. Nocturnal dyspnea, he denies any palpitations and increase in upper lower extremity pain, claudication, or edema. He stated that he is complied with all the medication. Next, past medical history, significant number 1, diabetes, hypertension, number 2, diabetes mellitus, number 3, hyperlipidemia, number 4, coronary artery disease. He is a status post ST segment elevation, MI with 2. Consider the coronary artery disease is status post ST segment elevation MI ST MI. Next pass surgical history non segment social history. He's a smoker. He said he smoked 4 to 5 cigarettes a day. He's been smoking for the last 40 years. He's non coronary, can deny any illicit drug use. Next family history is insignificant. Next, allergy. The patient is allergic to morphine. Next, current medication. Kindly copy all the medication included from 1 to 7 from the page number 2 of the dictation done on 15th of November 2012 and pasted here. Next, physical examination. Today, the patient blood age is 113/60, blood and pulse is 58 beats per minute, weight is 155 pounds, and height is 5 feet 6 inches. Next, kindly copy and paste the physical examination from the normal template and paste it here. Next, diagnostic investigation. Kindly copy all the diagnostic investigation. Stress, echocardiogram, primary function test, carotid carotid ABI, left recurrent, bilateral carotid Doppler study, bilateral lower extremity arterial Doppler ultrasound study from page number 2 and 3 of the dictation done on 15th of November 2012. And kindly add or in fact kindly alter the diagnostic test, which is left heart catheterization. Omit the previous one, which was dictated on 15th of November 2012, and rewrite the new one. So the left heart catheterization was done on 14th of Feb 2007 to the right femoral artery. Right femoral artery and period. The revascularization was done with the 3.0x20 cipher stent in RCA period, 3.0x23 cipher stent in OM4 period, and Texas 2.5x12 stent in ostial OM1. The ejection fraction on left ventriculogram was 50 to 55%. Next, assessment plan number 1, chest pain, coronary heart disease. And the patient has a history of coronary heart disease with ST segment elevation, MI in 2006, the status for left catheterization on 14th of Feb 2007. That revealed the widely patent sending of right coronary artery OM1, OM4. On today's view, this patient is symptomatic with the chest pain, which is central, non-radiating, associated with exertion, and with shortness of breath. And his most recent census was done on October 25th, 2012, revealed extensive size, severe unspecified fixed defect involving the proximal distal anterior, inferior lateral segment consistent with infarction in territory of proximal to distal AD, RCA, or LCX. Because of the typical symptoms of chest pain, we have scheduled the patient for left heart catheterization on 20th of February 2013. We ask the patient to be compliant with the medication. We'll also be checking his BN creatinine before the procedure. Full period. Next, number two, congestive heart failure. He has a history of congestive heart failure, New York Heart Association, functional class 2. His most recent 2D echocardiogram exertion fraction 45%. Today, the patient is complaining of shortness of breath, exertion. We have scheduled the patient for left heart catheterization on 20th of February 2013. And depending on the cath report, we'll schedule the patient for possible intervention if required. Next, number three, hypertension. Today's visit, patient blood pressure is 113/60, which is well controlled. He's on metoprolol.
Yes,
25 milligrams daily. He's compliant with medication. We advise the patient low salt and low fat diet and strict exercise schedule. Number four, hyperlipidemia. The target LDL should be less than 70. He's currently on statin therapy. We have scheduled a patient for lipid profile testing we'll be reviewing the test results when they are back and prescribe and make the necessary changes on the test results. Depending on the test results, number five is peripheral arterial disease. Currently, is in my head today. Please be aware, we have been normal in the past. At this time, the ABR is in normal range. He will continue his current medical regimen. Number six, valvular heart disease. Recent 2D echocardiogram revealed trace midfield tricuspid. Is currently asymptomatic. So we'll assess his valvular disease progression future by repeating an echo in 1 year. Number seven, nicotine addiction. He admits to smoking occasionally. We have strongly recommended him to stop smoking. We'll continue to assess at each visit. Number eight, diabetic data. We recommend a tight glycemic control with hemoglobin H1C less than 7%. We recommend refer to endocrinology to help achieve better glycemic control for the management of care of the diabetes. Thank you very much for allowing us to carry care, allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Jabbar. Our phone number is provided to him and to call with any question concern. We'll see him back. We'll see him back in 1 month time. Sincerely, Furqan Ahmed, FURQ, N space HMED, a medical student, for Dr. Mahir Alder, MHIR space ELDER. This is under dictation.